that the Gemara lists, that in this case to get us kosher, in this case to get us pasul, in this case like this, like this, like this, like this, those are all inyanim of metzias, physical metzias. Then a lamdin says the klal is that it's totally where the pasul is or where the whatever it is. That's already a more abstract idea lying within that physical din or halacha that it says. The pnimius atayra, so-called kabbalah pnimius atayra, goes even beyond that. And even let's take a look. All dinim mamonis are supposed to add up to doing the toiv and the yasha. So we have a nekuda of doing toiv and yasha. An inyan yasha which stands behind all chachmas, all dinim of dinim amris. There's Kabbalah, which is sort of a panimistic inyan of the Taiv and yasha, and explains in its language, which is much, much more abstract, how the different Taiv and yashas are all expressed in the halachas that the Torah gave. So chachma comes in many dargas, and one could say that to learn the physical inyanim, the most gas chelik of Teiru Chachma, a person could do that with a cotton or not. So that's Mashama Shodem Lechadom Keoiz. The Hefesh Ben Anavshu Mavushal, Anavshu Mavushal. So he says, so in both elements of Chachma, both the element of Chachma as a pneumistic Indian, that type of chachma, versus chachma that is something which is pneumius, that's something which is in the world of the chitzenius, it's going to be the anav keha versus the anav mevushal. What's the difference? Kenav mevushal ena koyach mut v'chayim anav. Ve'ilu hanav she'ena mevushal adayin mutba koyach v'chayim apri v'la yotza tam akoyach v'la apoyal. So when a person has a ripe grape versus an unripe grape is really something which is the pnimius. In the chitzonis, they're both grapes. They can have the same physical metzias. But the question is, what is the tam that's in this? So when I'm eating an anav, even though they might be very similar, the question is the tam, which is the pnimius, come out into it or not? It's latent in that pre, but it didn't come out yet. So we have different gradations. And take a look how close the Moshe Nimshala are. In the grape, it's the same grape. The question is the pneumistic quality coming out or not? And that is something which is really just on the level of pneumius. In the wine, be'etzem, the wine is wine. The question is how much longer are the shemar and ma'ur of it in? Moldova is a dream of Shekol Sechla Yilodim. Shasechol Shalahem Mutba, the Choyme. Liyotza Sechla Poli is Bistul Menaguf. So the problem with a child's Avonet Tfis is it's very physical. It's things. Vizel Beis Narusa Shal Adam. Ki Beis Narusa Sechol Mutba Beguf. Maima Muzga. It's one of the reasons why learning Lomdus with younger kids not a great idea, because it's a question of the signum that's matim for a kid at a certain age. A kid at a certain age does not yet have abstractions. old, maybe, or younger, looked at him and said, "Wow, he's learning Kalayim." Shabaya made a comment. He said, "He's too young to know that Kalayim is harder than Baba Kama." In other words, it's a psychological block. The reason why we're going to Kalayim is just a psychological block. I think it's even further than that. And the truth is, I think a child, the emes, has an easier time with Kalayim than he has with Baba Kama, because Kalayim is things. And he can say, you know, if you plant it this far away, it's this, this far away, that. So it might be a little bit difficult to cheshbein or something like that, but by and large, there is nothing there that is abstract. It's, you can obviously do lamdas. Baba Kama really is abstract. You're dealing with halachas, dinam of mazik, and so on. Not a rabba. If a child takes it down to a lower level, you know, and he fantasizes it, it's problematic. It's not a good thing. So in a certain sense, you want to make sure that the child gets it when he's ready for it. It's something which is, you want to make sure that he's not saying things he doesn't understand, same thing Reb Chaim al Rambam. It's not. The child needs to be able to, the child needs to be able to deher that it loved this, and it's not something that a child at a certain age is terribly good at deharing. That's the mitzvahs of it. The fineness of a child, the fineness of the Havana is something which comes with age, and that's exactly what he's saying over here. It's something which the kid, it's the grape not having the time in it yet, so he can deher people, being mad of the sheris, but deherring the lumps behind it is difficult for a kid. Just not the right mitzvahs. So their seichel is still in chayma. They're not shayach to be able to deher something which is a little bit more. There's no coming out of that seichel that's mutban chayma. Now, dimyon is something which really, really is, dimyon is something which is chachmadik. It's not chachmadik, I'm sorry. It's something which is physical. You know, the person takes his common experiences and he projects them. There's no real tfisa and havana of the he just sort of projects a thing flying, a thing going, a thing coming. It's something which is not expressing itself in his it's something which is not expressing itself in his mohus. So he says like this: So dimyon is when instead of conceptualizing, I project a physical reality, and that's what my mind does with what I heard. The mind doesn't really process the pnimius. So the process of the reason why zikanim have a special ability to understand things is because the das has become more refined. So as the guf begins to sort of wear down, so the person is living more and more in his seichel, in his das, and his das becomes more prominent. And הכוח ואתה מות בה וחיים הפרי. וכמו היין היוסר שניבל מן השמור, והוא יין זך מן העירוף, כך שכל הזוקן נבדל בין המות במור וחמרי. והבין המושל, כי הוא מושל בור לגמרי, לדם הישך לילודים שמות במחוים אלא נבל מבושל, שכח ותם הנבל היוצא לי הסניב במנחי מהפרי, וליין שהוא בגש ומאור ומות בחירוס ואין הצול. ושיך להסקן עם הדם אלא נב שנספשו, שכבר נבדל הטעם וכח הפרי מן הנב, וליין יושן שנבל מהשמוע מן העירו, ויש לה הוקדל לזה. So you have both nekudas coming out as a child grows. What comes out is the sichlius. So a child first seichel is fully idiot, and slowly it begins to become more and more refined and sichli. But there's still parevus of the guf, and as the guf begins to wear down, it becomes kolei seichel.
How does that make it mekoyach alapoyel?
Sorry, what?
How does the fact that it's becoming nivdal min aguf, how does that make the seichel mekoyach alapoyel?
There is some actual truth in it, in the sense that the head are very, very, very strong about it, and an older person is a little more level-headed, and he gets more level-headed. So it's not only the guf and the demuyas, and the demuyim and the physicality, but also the sichas adab shen eshaket sich lemorav. Now, u'kneged harish shen sich nizma guf amas shadayim lo ichlan adam kehos. So that's ichlan kehos. It's like the yayin shebegas that has this iruv and there is sichus, and so it's bubbling. It's not settled yet, which corresponds very strongly to that. It's interesting, you know. 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, they had the Arab Spring, and the newspapers wrote how what you see came to the fore is the Koyach of Nairus. The young people in each country became very, very, very upset with what was. They attributed the success of all these revolutions to two things: to Nairus and to media, to the ability to sort of contact everybody very instantly, and so on and so forth. Now, I think that appraisal is correct. What also, if you're to follow it, it means that they succeeded in getting things bubbling, but they didn't succeed in creating something. All the Arab countries are back again, Arab countries, in the same, just different names maybe, but other than that, it doesn't go anywhere. And the reason is because Nairus is very powerful in the here and the now. Just like anybody else who gets very worked up about some injustice and some right and some wrong and whatever it is. But the ability to think through with Seichel, so what do we do now? How are we going to run a country? How are we going to have, you know, things in place and so on? It's of Sheikhus to Nairus. And Bemela, it was destined to failure. It was Taka Binyan Neurim, and that's why it was a sphere. So Yiddishkeit, when we focus on Skanim and Das Skanim and so on and so forth, it's not just because we think Skanim are smarter. Be'etzem, the mindset of Zikna and the mindset of Nairus is a different mindset. The brightest Nar will not understand the Zaken. That's a given. It's a different mind. It's just like a man or woman. It's a different mind. The type of things differently. The question is, we believe that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Zaken, when he's, you know, Zikna B'yayim Din, or Brachas B'yayim Krav, that means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to go to this Kenim, Zikna Eda. So the Daf of Zikna is the right Daf. It's not as if there's a level playing field and everybody admits, will in the end admit to what's good, and Skanim are smarter figuring out. The Na'arim may never understand it as being good, but at the end of the day, we understand that the Torah values the Das of Skanim, and B'meila we shtel to the Das of Skanim. So you have this additional mila. Before he just focused on the seichel and das, now he's talking also about this resicha, which is a darg of nefesh, like we you're talking about the Leimid Yaldim Adayma, so obviously we speak about who to teach, and so we speak from who to learn from. Okay, any questions?
Yes, regarding the original Ista, the Inyan of the Seichel of a Nar, when it comes to teaching Gemara, so some of the kids, I teach 9-10 year old, so some of the kids pick up the simple Havon in the Gemara pretty quickly, but you have some that don't. Okay, so sometimes it's because they're playing around. Okay, so if you get them to focus, they understand. But sometimes you have kids that you can explain it once, twice, and they're listening and segeit nisht. So is it correct to say that it's not kedai to push it? It's not kedai to force the understanding. All that will happen is they won't be tefisid as real understanding.
Right. There's different levels of understanding. There's reading the words, there's understanding the basic halacha. One of the problems in the most basic level of understanding Gemara is that there's the whole musik of a shakla vataria, of a back and forth, of a give and take, is a lot of times alien. You know, it's not easy for a young mind to be tefis. He said this, so he answered this. And he has the back and forth shaboy in itself takes a certain maturity. So my gut feeling is it's good to be marveled at child and reading the words. You know, at some point you hope the seichel will accelerate and there'll be more seichel and das.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, you can't, at a certain point you can't press because the child's, when Chazal said, the Chameshas in the Gemara, they knew exactly what they were talking about. It's at the age of 15, 16 that a kid gets that type of tfisa. If a kid is bright, you can teach it to him earlier, and he can do the words, he can pretty much have it. But the natural age for a child is that age. It's Matthias. You can't, Chazal, our Amun and Chazal, that they knew what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is, so you have to use, you can't just say you're not going to teach Gemara, because you need to have Gemara, especially Chutzar, the kid who the language is strange to him and so on. He needs to haggle, he needs to get into it. But at the end of the day, we mock him that it's there's a natural age when things will start becoming. You find also, I see in Shiva, a lot of kids catch up at a later age. And the reason is because they're ready for it. There's a certain age. So some kids at 16, 17 hop it, but some people at the age of 22, they begin to talk, they begin to understand it. And the gaps in terms of Havana fill up a lot of times. When you're doing all the Bachrim, you don't have that incredible gap where some kids are clueless about the Gemara and some kids are just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I see kids, at a certain age, a person able to think logically, intelligently, see the, he's able to build up an argument and to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next week I won't be able to be in the Yuchkin, so next week not, and then the week after this, we'll be okay.
Thank you.
Okay, call to my